It's time for This Week in WordPress, episode number 317, entitled Buy What You Don't Need. It was recorded on Monday, the 2nd of December, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and today I am joined by Kathy Zant. I'm also joined by Ross Morselli and by Raquel Manriquez. We're here to talk about WordPress, because we're a WordPress podcast after all, but what do we get into? Well, we go off the rails right at the beginning and spend absolutely ages talking about Black Friday and all of the different bits and pieces that we bought that we didn't need. Then we talk about Mary Hubbard as the new executive director of the WordPress project. We then move into WP Campus and the fact that they're looking for new directors. Events come under the microscope, so things like WordCamp Asia, you can buy tickets, but also they need a new venue. And then we also spend a little bit of time talking about where WordCamp events are happening in the year 2025. We look at the new Query Loop filter plugin by HumanMade and also Ross's Search and Filter plugin, which does more or less the same thing, but with a pro version and a Black Friday deal to boot. Then we're onto AutoBlue, which enables you to post your WordPress posts and pages and what have you on Blue Sky. It's a brand new plugin, so there's a lot of development happening. And also, Nag Me Not is going to tuck away all of the notices that you don't want to see in your WordPress website. It's by Dave Gray, who's often on the podcast, so really enjoyable talking about that. Then there's a couple of plugins which are tackling building your own community inside of WordPress. They're both lifetime deals available for the next few days. And then back to AI we come, as always, talking about a survey from 20i and about how positive people are about what AI is doing for them. It's all coming up next on This Week in WordPress. This episode of the WP Builds podcast is brought to you by GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. And by Bluehost. Redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by Omnisend. Do you sell your stuff online? Then meet Omnisend. Yes, that Omnisend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make 73 bucks for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try Omnisend today at omnisend.com. I've started with the wrong view. Look, that's hopeless. I'm so bad. There we go, that's better. Look, it's This Week in WordPress, episode number 317. I'm joined. That was very high-pitched, sorry. I'm having that teenage throat crack moment. Oh, dear. I'm joined by Kathy. Kathy Zant. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm very, very, very happy to have you with us. We're going to chat about the WordPressy stuff. But first of all, let's do the introduction. So Kathy, over there, she's been on the show many, many, many times before, is the Director of Content and Community at Motivations AI. Go Google it right away. It's really interesting. The creator of Motivation Code. Motivation Code is an assessment that explains who we are, what motivates us, and how to live a more fulfilling life tied to our individual motivation dimensions. She's passionate about WordPress stories and believes anyone's voice should be heard. It's genuinely like really intriguing. Are you into psychology or meditation or something like that on the side outside of the WordPressy stuff?
Yeah, I was hacking my brain before I started hacking computers.
Okay.
Really young and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, so it's kind of up my alley. Very interesting stuff.
Oh yeah, definitely. Go check it out. Anyway, go Google. It's Motivations, plural, AI, without a space. So go check that out. We're also joined by Ross Morselli. Have I pronounced that right, Ross? I do.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good enough. Yeah. Okay.
Good enough.
Yeah, good enough. And Ross has got a very expurgated, pithy bio, and it goes like this: lead developer, founder of the Search and Filter Pro plugin. So thank you. We'll talk about that later. Actually, cool. We'll get it on the screen and you can show us what it can do and things like that. So that'll be nice.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, we're joined by these two. And then just now, Raquel is here, but I've got to press the button. Hold on. Where's Raquel? There's Raquel. How you doing, Raquel? Are you all right?
It's 7 a.m. here.
Oh, and Raquel, I've got to say, like, that is, I'm so pleased that all the tech is hanging together as well. Because the mic is working and the camera's working. It's great. It often doesn't.
Interesting.
In the background, we often have, why isn't my camera working in this way? And why doesn't my mic work? So you've just rocked up and everything works. I have no bio for Raquel, but I've got a feeling it might well include an event these days. I'm not entirely sure if it does, but is that the thing now? Is PressConf the thing?
It is. Sort of the thing. It is the thing today. My bio drastically changed recently. So, and we had Thanksgiving, and I hosted Thanksgiving. That meant like 20 people in my place with a 25-pound turkey. So I have been mad, and I mean that in the British sense of being mad. Founded PressConf, which is the resurrection of an old beloved conference called Pressnomics, and that's what I'm doing now.
Is that kind of basically the full time gig from now until when it happens? Am I right? Is it April? Have I got
it's
that
April?
Right?
Uh huh. Yeah. And the full time gig is now events consultant. So PressConf is my baby, but I'm also for hire for your events.
Huh, nice. Nice. Oh, that's really cool. Have you, forgive me, Raquel, have you organized lots of sort of events in the past? Because I only do this one, which is an online one, which makes the whole wrangling of it probably an awful lot easier. But even that is just like, there's so many moving parts. I can imagine a real world thing is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally. So yes, actually countless WordCamps with Kathy. That's how Kathy and I met, actually. When she still lived in Phoenix for a hot minute, literal hot minute. And we at WordCamp Phoenix, we've always been a cut above, as Kathy can attest to. So we really put on a good show, and we do all of the extras, and we usually hold it at a convention center. So it's been a quite fun event. And after doing it for free for like a decade, I'm like, oh my gosh, we have so much skills we've built up. Why am I not just doing this for me? So, which is also my gift to the world, because I love it. And we tend to have such a good time at the events that I've organized. So,
Nice. We featured it last week or the week before, whenever the week was after the initial announcement. And just shout out the URL so that people can check it out. What was it again? It was pressconf.events, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I've remembered, like, more or less this month. And I've managed to remember your URL. So something went right. No, I honestly have the worst memory, but somehow that's...
I get it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. It's a miracle that came into my head. Pressconf.events. Go check it out. And you'll be able to sign up there and hopefully attend in April 2025. So there's Raquel joining us at the 11th hour. So that's brilliant. Thank you. So there's our panel. Today, I should probably do the housekeeping, the boring bits, if that's all right. Right, so here we go. I'll just do this as quickly as I can. If you're watching this, honestly, the best way to watch it is at this URL. Go to WP Build. Well, he says this URL and then can't find it. Where is it? There. WPBuilds.com/live. I was going to say, sorry, Ross, it's managed to obliterate your lovely beard. WPBuilds.com/live. All the platforms have just got so many different rules about what they'll allow these days, like Twitter won't allow this and Facebook won't allow that. So just go there. And then you can comment using the Google comments. It's YouTube comments on the right. Or there's a little box inside the video player top right. It says live chat or something like that. And you don't need to be logged into anything. You just type in your name and click go. So wpbuilds.com/live. And you know what they say? The kids say, all the clever people, like and subscribe, do all that. You know, do that, try that, hit the bell, whatever.
Somewhere below my beard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So that's it. That's the basic housekeeping done. And then just a couple of bits of quick sort of WP Builds promotional stuff, if that's all right with you. Here's our website, wpbuilds.com. If you fancy keeping up to date with what we're doing, like a few of you did this morning, that's always nice on a Monday to wake up to a few of those little informational emails saying, somebody subscribe. Hit this, put your email address in there, and then click subscribe. And we'll send you two emails a week, one to say that we've produced this thing. This will get repurposed as a podcast tomorrow morning. And then we'll also produce a podcast on Thursday. The last one we did was 400. Check it out. We did the 400th episode of the podcast, and we're on 316 of this new show. So combined, that's a total of a lot. That's a big number. Actually, that's probably the easiest time I'll ever get to. 716. I can actually do that in my head. If it was anything different, it would be hard. So yeah, go and check them out. The episodes are here. And also, if you're in the Black Friday buying purchasing mode, which let's be honest, we all have been, head to this, wpbuilds.com/black. We got just shy of 400 deals on this page. It's brought to you by WS Form, Real Cookie Banner, and Gravity Forms. And if you go here and type something in, let's try searching for search, see what we get. We get super speedy search, yeah? So the idea is you go in here and search for something and whittle it down. You know, there's no affiliate links or anything like that. It's just a thing that we put on, but there's nearly 400 there. And if it's on this page, it's still live. They'll start to expire and disappear from this page when they've all had their moment in time. But my first question then, panelists, got nothing to do with WordPress. How much money did you waste on Black Friday? What myriad of things are lying around your house now that you didn't need, didn't really want, but got suckered into buying at some point? I'll start. So I bought a boom mic arm that I don't need. It's got the mic on it. I had a perfectly good one, but this one is a different shape.
Shape?
Does that help
anyway? It's not better, it's not worse, it's just different. But I got totally suckered into buying it. I'll tell you what it does do. The old one used to go up and then down, and it used to come into the video like here. This one is all down there, look, and you can't see it. So that was that's all it took for me to be suckered in. It's worse in almost every respect, apart from the fact that it, you know, it doesn't do that. And also I bought loads of lights. I don't know what went wrong. I just got into lights that you can, you know, like the Philips Hue lights that you can change with your phone. I bought one about a week ago. I got it, turned it on. I was like, oh, it's the best thing ever. And then bought about 12 more for no reason. Wow. I've got nowhere to put them. But I've got them.
You'll find a place.
I know. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. What else did I buy? Oh, loads of audio equipment and stuff like that. Anyway, that's me.
You bought a lot.
I did. Oh, no, Raquel, most of it hasn't arrived yet. I'm getting it today after I decided I need to get fit. I'm a bit fat and I've got a bit of middle-aged spread going on. And I thought, I'm always at my desk. So I've got a standing desk and a treadmill. So next week, maybe I'll be sort of, you know, doing this.
Yeah,
are you going to live stream on the treadmill?
I don't know. I don't think I think what will happen is I'll forget and then just sort of slowly go backwards and fall off. I bought those. But I know what will happen. 6 months from now, the treadmill will be gathering dust in the corner and the desk will be back to down to normal height and I'll be on a chair. But it felt like a good idea. And it was like 18% almost.
You've just inspired me to waste some money.
Yeah. Yes, get in. We can do it together, Ross. Anyway, so
that's really great coat racks.
Okay, coat rack. I don't need a coat rack. Don't start doing that. I'm going to get a coat rack now. There's no way I'm going to not get a coat rack. I do need a coat rack. The
treadmill works as a coat rack.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so that's what I got. Let's go to Kathy. Did you get suckered in like I did?
I'm embarrassed because I needed furnace filters and they were on Black Friday special at Amazon. So I got furnace filters.
What's a furnace filter? It sounds great.
You know, for the HVAC system, you know, for the air that blows.
No, we don't do any kind of air system of any kind in the UK. Nobody has. Ross, back me up. Nobody has aircon, do they?
No,
have you
even
ever met a
is.
Human being in this country who has air conditioning in their house?
No.
No.
Texas and Arizona will cover that for you.
But you see, we need the opposite. We need heating. We just need it hotter. So you bought filters. Okay, get it.
Yes, right. So exciting.
That is exciting. Yeah, you'll have nice clean air to breathe. That's good. Yes. Okay, Ross, your turn.
So I don't think I wasted any money. I think I invested well. So I've got this. I was hoping to use it for today's show. A new camera for doing some streaming and taking some photos.
Okay.
But I don't have a capture card, which I'm about to order today on Cyber Monday. And
guess what I bought last year, Ross?
What was that? The Elgato capture card.
I've never used. Yeah.
I'm wondering if I actually even need a capture card, because I think you can do HDMI to USB-C now.
Yeah,
anyway.
Often.
And that's like a £10 cable.
You perhaps won't need it.
Okay, so one of those things is probably going back next week. So I did waste some money then, probably. And then I also managed to buy my girlfriend's birthday present on Black Friday sales.
Nice. Whoa. Don't say it. Remember? Don't say what it is. There's a very...
No, it's a birthday today and I've already given it. So.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually it's a pair of these headphones, but waterproof ones so she can go swimming with them.
What? Wait.
Yeah.
You can...
So
you
these
can
are shocks,
swim with
these
headphones,
are headphones.
No.
They're like bone conduction, so they don't go in your ears. Jeez. And they have a swimming model, so you can swim underwater, listen to your music. She's big into swimming.
Okay. Yeah, is it connected? How does it not fall off?
Yeah.
I can do some demos, but it really sticks on really well.
So it's not going into your ear, it's just bone connectivity.
It's just at the front, just in front of your ear through the bone, just here.
Another thing I'm going to buy before the end of today. Amazon.
Yeah, it's actually
today.
Probably one of my best buys of last year.
Oh my God, he's now endorsed it as well. I'm so going to buy it by the end of this. I swim regularly, and I would love to have audio. That would be really nice. And I didn't think it was possible.
I think we're in there for like 40 minutes or so. It kind of gets a bit repetitive, right? If you're on your own.
Okay, well, I'm going to look into that as well. Right. Okay. Thank you for that. And lastly, but by no means least, Raquel, what did you buy?
I feel like I need to like put on the TikTok film or like recording right now and bring out my bags of haul.
Oh.
And show everybody, because it's been long tradition to go actual Black Friday shopping. It started with like when I was a teenager with my mom, and now my teenage/adult daughter, we go together. And so really, I look at Black Friday mostly for getting my Christmas shopping done.
Right.
All the gifts that I need to get for everybody. So I can't talk too much about it right now because if you not see, I have a busy
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
but I did get some good deals in the stores. This is kind of boring.
No.
Yeah. And I did definitely do some like, you know, Amazon, just like, okay, boom, 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 like get all those. But anything for me, not really, other than some much needed leggings.
You're too good. The rest of us have, you know, it's been all about me. Well, no, to be fair, Kathy's all about filtering for the entire house.
See,
and Ross is all about his wife. So it's basically me that's been selfish.
But if you wait all year to do it during Black Friday, why not, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's it, Raquel. I don't buy it. I am like a Zen monk during the rest of the year. I never buy a thing. And then it all happens on this. Do people still like do that crazy thing where they pile in on like the department stores and the doors open and everybody falls in over? No, Carnage. That's died.
Well, one, I've never done Walmart ever. I don't want to die. So there's that.
I don't want to die.
I used to do Target. That was fun. And you would definitely line up at like 4 a.m. You would for sure like line up. And then
Amazon have got it nailed. And it starts it starts really early, doesn't it? Okay. So there we go. There's our wasteful Black Friday segment. That was good. I enjoyed it. I hopefully in a couple of weeks, I'll be walking and I'll be so much slimmer. I've lost the jowls and the legs spread, like I said. No. We'll see. Right, here we go. Let's see who's joined us today. We have Tammy Lister. She's saying good afternoon. Hello, Tammy. Courtney Robertson joined us with a cup of tea. It's coffee, I'm going to guess. Who else have we got? Atif is joining us, saying good afternoon. We have Shital Marakana coming from India. We're going to talk about India in a bit, actually. That's interesting. Hello, says Jerome. That's nice. Whoops, caps, says Jerome again. And then Tim Nash. I just got about 15 email from Tim Nash. He can vouch that that's true. It just, it was ridiculous. About 10 minutes ago, I got like 15 email in a row. It was a bit crazy. And he's drinking tea, drinking weather. It is tea, drinking weather. It's horrible.
It's always tea, drinking weather.
Yeah. Afternoon. So sometimes, you won't know this, Raquel, people tell us what the weather is like where they live. It started with Peter Ingersoll, but here we go. Jerome's telling us that from that word, anybody want to go at that word? I'm not able to. Corkdrijik.
That's right.
Corkdrijik. Yeah, that place, wherever that is on the screen. It's cloudy and sunny. Fourth coffee of the day. Ah, oh, nice. Influence WP is joining us. Hello. Jerome says, okay, the way you say Thursday, Nathan, was really cool. What? Thursday? Why do I say Thursday? Why? That's how everybody says it, isn't it? Don't they all say that word the same? Hello from Germany, says Birgit. What else have we got? Jerome, you're on fire, giving us the comments. Cammy McNamara, defrosting the car outside the house. It's 36 in Seattle this morning. I got a couple of TVs on Black Friday. Okay, nice. I hung over the TV thing. It nearly got in, but I managed to save myself. I expunged it from the car with moments to spare. What can I say? I really like you. Yeah, you did send me that many emails. It's totally true. Carol's joining us from Arizona and drinking a homemade latte.
And I think that's Carol.
You know Carol?
Yes.
Oh,
nice. We know Carol.
Okay. All right. There she is. She's right.
Carol's amazing.
She's joining us. Okay. So we've already got to 21 minutes and we haven't said a word about actual WordPress. So this goes most of the time. So let's begin, shall we? Let's actually start. Here's the first one, bit of community news. Okay. So let's couch this in all the positives that we can, because I think really the conversation around all of the dark things happening in WordPress maintain their darkness. And let's concentrate on the lightness. So when Josepha stepped down in September as the chief executive of the WordPress project, I guess people were sort of wondering who would take the place of Josepha. I think it's fair to say that Josepha did an incredible job. But we have somebody, and this is that person. It's Mary Hubbard, I don't know, but appointed to the role a little while ago. So the name's not new, but I guess as with all automaticians, had to go through the whole 2-week onboarding process where you have to take support tickets and all that kind of stuff. But reporting for the repository, Ray Murray is telling us a little bit about it, because they did, or Mary did, a call, like a Zoom call, and it sounds like a lot of people showed up, like 80 or 90 people showed up, just addressing the questions. Everybody had a chance to say what they thought. And interestingly, the bits that came out for Ray were these. Mary faced tough questions and addressed them head on, even offering an apology for the alienation many feel amid WordPress's co-founders Matt Mullenweg's war with WP Engine, as she describes it. And I think Ray is quoting, "I apologize that a large percentage of the WP community has felt alienated. I recognize that. I feel it and I hear it in the conversations that I'm having." Interestingly, Mary used to be, now I want to get the role exactly right. She was a TikToker. And I know that TikTok, can you see the word TikTok anymore? Anyway, she was very, very senior in TikTok. And my understanding is that in America, TikTok is like facing quite a lot of trouble from all sorts of different angles. So she's no stranger to all of that. Anyway, there she is. She is now here. I don't know if anybody attended that call, hung out and asked the questions, but I guess we can all just say, you know, congratulations for getting the job and good luck. Anybody want to throw their weight behind that? The answer to that is no.
I did attend it.
You did?
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And it was a lot of questions, just rapid fire questions, mostly her saying the questions and answering them. And Matt Mullenweg was there present as well.
Okay.
And honestly, it was really tame, I thought. And there was a couple of pointed questions, a la Jeffro, our beloved Jeffro, asking the tough questions. And probably the most question that was a little on the like pointed side was, is there going to be a process for those who were banned to come back and be unbanned? And the answer was yes.
Just the one word, or was it qualified in some way?
It was basically saying that yes, and there's a process, but she wasn't exactly sure, and that we're to contact, I don't remember the name, but an automatician. And so I'm sure you'll be able to see the process if
you can block. If you go to this page on the repository, the whole thing is linked here. Obviously, I'm not going to play it all, but So for those of you in confusion about Mary's past, let's just, Mary was previously the general manager of the WooCommerce marketplace, later a chief product officer at WordPress.com. And I can't find the TikTok bit now. Let me just search for TikTok and see.
I couldn't find it in the page. Oh,
there we go. Her most recent role involved overseeing governance of and experience at TikTok, a company she said was not very well liked in the United States, which meant she had to deal with angry people, which,
she's ready.
Yeah.
Well trained.
Yeah.
And governance, that's a word we want to hear.
Yeah, and that was mentioned as well in this article. I really did want to go to that call, but I just had prior plans, so I wasn't able to make it. But like I said, search on the repository. That's the name of the piece. And you can. The repository's URL is therepository.email. You'll be able to find it over there. So if everybody's happy with that, we'll move on. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a nod from everybody. Good. Okay. I love this sort of stuff. I love all these community bits. Honestly, this is why I get up in the morning, I think. I think the community bit interests me so much. I know the code and everything's fascinating for some people, but it is the community bit that gets me going. So this is WP Campus, and the tagline is where WordPress meets higher education. What more useful thing could you have in life than an open source CMS project and education? I just think the collision of those two things is so cool. And they are looking for directors for their board. I'll just give you a bit of background. I'll just quote what it says. WP Campus is an organization and a community. They are dedicated to the confluence of WordPress and accessibility in higher education. That's a good qualification. So it's higher education. With a mission to advance higher education by providing a support structure and a wealth of knowledge and networking for anybody who uses or is interested in using WordPress in the world of higher education. We are seeking new directors. I think it's fair to say that if you do take this job, there's probably a fair bit of work to do, because they're at pains to say that, you know, if you really get it, it says we hope director applicants will be excited to get involved more fully than the minimum requirement, which is they currently meet between 4 and 5 p.m. On the third Friday of each month, and that's the only actual requirement, but I'm imagining they want people to do more than that. They've got 2 AMA sessions if you want to get the skinny on what the role might require. 22nd of November, that's obviously already gone, but there's one tomorrow, the 3rd of December. It's at 5 o'clock EST. And the applications, if you want to submit one, would be by the 6th of December, 2024. So community news. Don't know if anybody wants to jump in on that one. If not, I'll move on.
That's just in the US, is it? WP Campus is based there.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, it's not really one that
said Eastern time, so that's what I'm guessing.
Eastern Standard, yeah. But I don't know if it has I don't know if its purview or its remit is tied broadly to higher education in the US. I'm guessing it would be international in scope. Go on, Kathy.
Yeah, there's another organization, I think it's called Higher Ed Web, that does events too, and WP Campus does some stuff associated with them, but they're not like under them. But there's a lot of attention being placed on just bringing web into higher ed. And the people who have Rachel Cherry was leading WP Campus for a long time, and just did tremendous work. So it has been a great organization that has done some great events at some really cool colleges that I've got to go to because I went to a bunch of them. So it's a good organization.
Is Rachel not involved anymore?
She's been, because she's been kind of like you, Raquel, like, you know, the person who's like pushing WordCamp Phoenix. She was like that for WP Campus. She was the person who made sure that things happened. And it was just so much on one person. And I think she has been trying to bring in new people so that she could have a smaller role. Over the past few years, she's been attempting to do that.
The form that you'll see, there's quite a lot of questions. I don't know, there's maybe like 15 or so questions, most of them text boxes, so you've got plenty of opportunity to write. But yeah, you know, if that interests you and you haven't thought about it, give it a go. Also, apropos of nothing, I had a really cool interview coming out on the Tavern on Wednesday, and it's going to be all about education and WordPress, but in Uganda. And it's a really interesting conversation with a chap called Stephen Dumba. And I've just been editing it this morning, and it was so interesting, like just so profoundly different the way that WordPress and education kind of works over there. So well worth a listen. I'll obviously post links to that during the week, but it'll be coming out on Wednesday. Okay, shall I move on?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, so WordCamps, if you are in the mind of going to WordCamp Asia, which is in Manila, I've forgotten the date, actually. 28th of, I can't remember the day. It does a ping. I don't know if anybody else is getting that ping. Yeah, can anybody hear the ping?
Hearing that.
Who's the ping?
Ping me.
Okay, Raquel.
I think we hear that.
Is there a way that we can minimize the ping? Oh, thank you. That's great. Okay, so third batch of tickets. If you're interested in attending, they are now available. I don't know how many tranches are coming out, but anyway, there's more tickets available. You can claim your seat now. It's going to be in Manila, and it looks, here we go, February 21st to the 22nd, 2025. I went to the last one in Raquel was there. In Taipei. I didn't go to the previous one in Bangkok, but this will be in the Philippines, as I said, but I don't know. Not sure if I'm going to go to this one or not just yet, but you can get some tickets. Anybody want to add anything? I don't think there's much in that apart from just go buy your tickets. No? Okay. All righty. Right. Go on, Raquel. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say I'll be there. I
work you will be? Okay.
And I'm emceeing again, so yay.
You're what again?
Yeah.
Oh, emceeing. Okay. What? Like a whole day, a whole stage, or how does it work? How do they break it down?
They haven't assigned yet, but yeah, you usually get a track that you emcee, and you usually either do the whole day or half.
So, do you get nervous?
No.
Not
I love the stage.
Yeah. Do you? Okay. Yeah. Do you speak ever?
Sometimes, yeah. I have some WordCamp talks.
Does that make you nervous?
Yeah, that one's a little bit more because, you know, like emceeing is the best because you just talk off the cuff and just make everybody laugh and feel welcome.
So it's kind of just introducing who's about to come up and timings and fire drills and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah. That's
right. You're ready. I couldn't do the speaking despite the fact that I am constantly on video. I just couldn't do it.
I think you'd be great.
Oh, yeah. No, it would terrify me. And I'm not exaggerating. I would be a shaking mess. I would not be able to do it. So I haven't and probably never will. Honestly, I'd literally crawl onto the stage, quiver at the lectern and then crawl off again. And nobody wants to see that.
I do, actually.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well,
that'd be the highlight.
I'm looking out. Well, you use an AI video generator. Okay. So here's something different. This is on the WP Mayor website. I don't know how you pronounce that. Mayor. We say Mayor. This is something called Blink. And I really don't know what I'm going to make of it, but it sounds a little bit like Influence WP, which is been mentioned recently all over the place. So how to describe it? I'll just quote. It says, how often do you receive an email asking for backlinks, guest posts, or expert quotes? And how many do you actually respond to? So maybe this is unique to me, given what I do. But the answer to me is all the time. Like every day I get these. So that was hooked me in right away. If you're like us, you probably ignore 99% of them. And that's why I want to connect you directly to the 1% that matter. Introducing Blink. It's a kind of acronym. Business links in, so that's the IN bit, insights and knowledge. And it says Blink is all about creating connections and discovering new collaboration opportunities. Think of it as HARO or HARO. I don't even know what that is. Is that another acronym?
Really, don't.
No.
Help a reporter out. It was a method of linking up reporters to people who were experts or had information.
Okay.
PR.
I thought it was some manga cartoon or something like that. Okay. Think of it as help a reporter out for the WordPress community. And they say, for example, ask for expert quotes for your blog post, look for guest posting opportunities, request a product inclusion on another blog. So the idea really is it's like connecting people who want to be connected in a meaningful way. And I guess they're going to be the conduit, the go-between. And all you have to do is put your name and email address in here. And they say it's free. And presumably they're going to curate that whole experience. So I don't know. I guess if you're on the receiving end, hopefully this would make that whole thing a little bit easier and there'd be less email coming into your inbox, which you just feel bad about ignoring. But maybe if you're on the end where, I don't know, you've got a product or a service and you want to market it and find people with a bit of reach, maybe this is going to help out with that. Anyway, it's on wpmayor.com/blink. Ross, a bit later, we're going to talk about your plugin. I'm guessing marketing plugins, if that's not your full-time gig and you don't have a dedicated member of staff for that, that must be a bit of a nightmare. So stuff like this, would that interest you?
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at a big sign-up box there thinking I might just drop my details in. I think anything to help people, especially with juggling multiple things like development and marketing, is going to be good. It kind of reminds me maybe of like, I think you've had on before, is it Corey Mass?
Yeah.
He's got this, he set up this thing called IPAWP. And that's like kind of connecting WordPress businesses together as well. I think maybe Michelle's got a hand in that as well. And I signed up for that. So I think the more the merrier, really. Any kind of methods to link you up with other people to do, you know, kind of good collaborative marketing. It's win-win, really.
Yeah.
Especially if there's no cost.
And WP may have a really long heritage of, you know, creating WordPress content. I know there's loads of people that do similar things, but obviously maybe they're pitching it as a way to get onto their own website and things like that. I don't really know. Anyway,
I'm kind of curious what's behind this sign-up form, though, how it works.
Yeah, it'd be interesting mystery. To see. Yeah. Well, okay, we'll have you on in a few weeks and you can tell us how it went. By then you'll be a millionaire and it'll have all worked out perfectly.
In the blink.
Yeah, that's right. In the blink of an eye, yeah. wpmayor.com/blink. Now I'm paranoid that I can't say the word Thursday or mayor. I don't know. Every time I said, you know when you say a word so often, you just lose all sense of meaning? I've just done that with the word mayor. I can't now imagine.
It sounds the same to me.
Does it? Okay. I feel like I'm leaning into mayor or something like mayor.
I guess it's American versus British.
Yeah. Mayor, like a horse. Exactly. That.
Hello.
Yeah. Blended into that.
Anyway, blink. There you go. Apart from Ross, does anybody want to mention that? Well, Raquel, would you, for example, use up valuable minutes in your day to sign up for something like that for PressConf, or have you got that whole piece of the jigsaw nailed?
No, I've nothing nailed.
Very honest.
I'm a just do. I'm a in the sense of Myers-Briggs, a prospector when it comes to all that. But no, that's actually what I'm doing right now. Is signing up for all the tools. Like literally, I've all the tools that I've seen, I've never signed up for, and now I'm like boom, boom, boom. Tell me all the recommendations. So I would definitely give it a look.
I'm curious, right? So for PressConf, what does your intuition tell you is the biggest bang for your buck, if you know what I mean? Where would be the first avenue of attack for a marketing strategy? What would you do?
Well, right now we definitely started with word of mouth, right?
Okay.
Like just reputation, knowing Pressnomics, knowing me, and knowing the crew that's helping. and, you know, Twitter and all the socials and email. So right now we're really focusing on getting our speakers locked in and then announcing, because we know that speakers bring people out. So
right.
And then we have some other campaign and marketing assets that we're working on to just give a lot of the story behind how this came to be, and definitely some podcasts and things like that. But there's a lot in the arsenal right now that we're getting ready to punch out.
I'm kind of guessing that for you, relying on your heritage of attending events and like networking in person and meeting all the people will pay real dividends. You know, you would have thought that in your email list and what have you, you've got all the people that, you know, over the years you've met, because you attend so much stuff, don't you?
Sure. But I don't put anybody on the email list. So I do kind of have a little WordCamp-esque going on inside of me, where there's some things I'm still like, oh, I want everyone to opt in. I don't want to like add. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know, that's been my own personal journey, you know, like really knowing how much I am loved, and because I, you know, learned to love myself, and that's a little on the soft side, but that's also kind of me. So I do think that I've proven, and I've become this trusted friend, I guess, of WordPress. And so, yeah, there's definitely a lot there to be said. And just the fact people know me and like me. Oh no, we lost.
Ross has just decided he's pushed the mute button. He's had enough. Now, we had a little bit of this before he joined, before we clicked go. But that's why it was so amazing that you showed up and it all just worked. That's actually pretty miraculous. No doubt Ross will come back. But, you know, apropos of nothing, here we go. Marcus Burnett, now of Bluehost, no longer of GoDaddy. He's been lurking the whole show, and he's got no issues with the way I say Thursday or Mior. However, he doesn't like the way I say aluminium, because he finds that offensive.
It's spelled so different.
It's got an I in it. You say aluminum, but you don't. No, what is it you're missing? Aluminium. You don't have the I between the N and the U, do you?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, oh, he's back. He's back. Look, here he is. Woohoo. What happened, Ross?
No idea. You guys all froze. I've been here all along.
Well, that was intentional. We collaborated before the show started and said it exactly.
I just wanted to get out of the
42 minutes in, we're just going to, like, all pretend to freeze. No, well, I'm glad you're back. Apparently, we can't say aluminium right in the UK, Ross. So, you know, there is that. Just
aluminium.
You know. Yeah, exactly. They say aluminum.
I like how Mark.
Aluminium.
I don't know what happened to spelling across the pond. It all just went all different, didn't it? Anyway, there you go. Blink. Check out Blink. It's on the WP Mail website. Ah, I've done it again in my own head. Right. If there was a winner for WordCampness, if you could select a you all know the answer now because I'm showing it on the screen. Where would you imagine would be the winner? And the answer is, in letters on a postcard, it's Asia.
Yeah,
Asia's totally killing it. So this is WordCamp Central. It's central.wordcamp.org/schedule. Now, it may well be that there is a bunch of stuff that hasn't made it onto this page, but in theory, all the official, in air quotes, WordCamps are on here. And here we go. Check it out. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. The first four happening this year are all in India. Calcutta, Ahmedabad, I don't know if I'm pronouncing these right, Kolhapur and Pune. And then we got, obviously, we've mentioned it already, Manila. Then we go to Spain, Nepal, Spain, Switzerland, USA. Maybe it's a function of the weather. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe in Europe, it's just because the weather's poor that we're not winning. But anyway, congratulations, India, for winning in the battle of early 2025 WordCamp. I just thought that was quite an interesting statistic. But a load of
stuff. But there's a bunch on the right side, though, that just, like, they haven't made it across a certain finish line.
Yeah, what's
coming?
Going on there? Yeah, what is that? Is these, planned?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I always ignore the sidebar.
It means they're approved, but they haven't had their budget approved and their venue contract signed.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay. In that case,
I
think this is why we need the event expert on this show.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, it's just so good. So look, I wonder if that redresses the balance. So, okay. So let's imagine. Really, so we've got Europe, US, Europe, Europe. That's, I don't know what that one is. Asia, US. Where's that? Don't know. Asia, US, India. I still think India's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
But I think the European cohort are not doing too bad either. So there we go. That's what's going on this year. It's worth checking out. central.wordcamp.org/schedule. You're going to go to any of these apart from that? We've only mentioned the one that's in, well, the WordCamp Asia that's happening in the Philippines. Yeah. Do you intend to go to any of these kind of events this year? You're opting out because of all the drama that's been happening recently. Anybody want to stick their neck out?
I'm going to PassConf.
I still plan to go to the flagships, Europe, more than likely US, but there's...
And you're going to Asia. You said that one already.
Yeah. But I mean, a good key indicator, and I've got sun coming right on me, is that, you know, the especially in the US, it's not remotely cheap to put on an event in the US. And that was really what, I mean, WordCamp Phoenix is no longer happening. We just had ours this year, 2024, but it's just so expensive. And the way that they want the budgets to work, it just does not fit in the US hardly anymore. So
WordCamp Phoenix has been pulled for the year 2025, as far as you know, because of the financial burden of doing it. It's the numbers just don't add up.
Yeah. Well, and then also, you know, I would have been the lead again this year. You lead 2 years in a row and then you take a break. And it just, this last one was really put us through the ringer. It was rough. Let's just say that.
Okay.
And we're seasoned organizers, so it was really rough. And it just got to the point of, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? And for how much I bled and cried and sweated last year, I was like, and normally I love it, but it just, there was some definite changes to everything that made it not worth it.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then maybe, did that then propel you more fully into press conference?
100%.
Okay,
yes,
got it.
100%.
Shifted your endeavors in a different direction.
And the climate, you know, I mean, of WordPress as a whole, and not in regards to the recent drama, because we announced before that happened. but our community has been really crying out for another business of WordPress conference. So
you and I and a bunch of other people went for that hike where many of us nearly died in outside Taipei. We honestly thought we were going for this like little level war, and it was fairly intense, wasn't it? I remember you saying at the time, I'm thinking of doing this. And I remember thinking, I hope that comes off. And then here we are, lo and behold, less than a year later, and you've got it all.
Yeah. I referenced that hike. I remember two things. Well, Zach Katz, if anyone could do it, Raquel, you can do it. That. and then Robert Windisch said that CloudFest was the new Pressnomics. And I was like, not having it. Not.
The more we got into that walk, the more it was kind of like, well, we have to go. It can't be worse than turning back. Like, we have to just keep going forwards. We did. And we
fun.
All... Yeah, it was fun. It was good. Anyway, there you go. Check them out. That's the place for looking at all the events. And obviously, you know, sort of slightly lightheartedly comparing different parts of the world. That's not really the point. But you can see all of these ones are definitely confirmed. And you got a ton of these going on.
See, there's a good few in Spain there. I'm currently living in Spain.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to see. I might try to attend the Madrid one.
What was that about Spain? Do you go there?
I'm living in Spain at the moment, yeah.
You're living in Spain?
Yeah, I know we were talking about the UK earlier. That's where I've been for most of my life. But yeah, last few years I've been in Spain, yeah.
Honestly, and here I am trying to like pretend that we're like UK buddies and you've left.
I still drink tea.
Well,
tea.
That's all right then. That's fine.
It's in my heart.
Yeah, where in Spain?
I'm in a region called Asturias. It's actually the greenest part of Spain, I would say.
Why did you leave the UK? I mean, for the obvious, like, long list of reasons.
It was just a personal thing. It was a long time ago. I was living in London for a while, and then I just wanted to kind of explore. So I had like this hit list of different countries to go visit and kind of like live in, or kind of go work in some place for 6 months with my laptop and move on. I can't remember what the name is right now. It's a very common word if someone wants to interject. People that go do it working remotely. Working remotely and hopping around country to country.
Digital nomad.
There we go. That's the one I was looking for. Yeah. So I was going to kind of do that for a while, but then I met my girlfriend here and she's kind of convinced me to stay put in Spain. So we moved from Barcelona to the North Coast recently.
Nice. I ask, did you do all of that before the whole fun of what we call
this is another longest story. I don't actually have an English passport. I have a European passport.
So, okay.
All right. It's easy for me to leave. It's harder for me to go back.
All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, there you go. Whole list of WordPress events happening. And so go and check them out. Obviously, hopefully those things on the sidebar will move over into the main section as time goes on. But that's what's happening. Gosh, we are really using up the time today. Speaking of WordCamp Asia, as we were, WordCamp Asia 2026. We're already thinking about that. A new city is required. So WordCamp Asia has been in three separate locations on three different years. I know that in the US it's traditional to have sort of 2 years in the same place, like Portland, and then Portland again, and then, you know, somewhere else. But it looks like Asia is setting a pattern of just somewhere different each year. Bangkok, Manila, Taipei have all been done, and they're looking for applications for a new host city. The application process ends December the 31st. I'm going to imagine that, it's hard work. This is from the Tavern website. It says here, it's a significant undertaking, but there are people there to help you. So if you are in for that, head here, wptavern.com, and then they've got links for how you can apply. And I'll just keep cracking on. This is the actual piece, asia.wordcamp.org, and then you can search. It's called Host for Next City, and the Apply Now button is right there. Okie doke. Just to make Ross happy, we thought we'd mention a plugin which is new and interesting. But in order to redress the balance, we'll then talk about Ross's plugin, which does a similar thing. So this came, I don't know how I caught sight of this today, but Human Made this week have introduced something which they're calling, well, the WordPress Query Loop Filter. And the idea being, you know, we've got the query loop block where you can set up queries, but in WordPress core, there's no way of sort of faceted searching those. You can't sort of say, actually, now that I've seen all of those things in the loop, just show me the ones of a certain category, of a certain taxonomy or what have you. So, you know, you can drill down into different bits and pieces. So Human Made have decided to make something. And if I just scroll down to the bottom, where's it gone? Can't remember. It does tell me somewhere exactly what you're able to do with it at the moment. I guess maybe they were waiting for this thing to happen. They were waiting for the interactivity API. I'm guessing, Ross, you tell us in a minute, that you had to build your own sort of interactivity API in order to do something like this. But the interactivity API enables you to sort of update things on the page in real time. Like if you add something to a shopping cart, you can increment the number by one, or, you know, if you want something to be refreshed automatically on the page, that can be handled. So there it is. They've released it into the wild, and it is at humanmade.com on their blog, introducing the WordPress query loop. I'm going to guess, Ross, because you have a rival product, yours is a commercial product, but you've also got a healthy free offering called Search and Filter. Search and Filter Pro is the premium one. Search and Filter is the free one. First of all, how does it make you feel when you see something like that come along?
When it's by someone like Human Made, it's not the best, because those guys make really great software. But yeah, it's good. I think it's healthy. I think it's inevitable that we're going to get more and more products like this in the block editor. The query loop has turned out to be super popular. So, you know, everybody's using it. More and more of these kind of plugins are going to pop up. I don't see any kind of pro angle from theirs. So for me, it's not really to an issue from a business kind of side of things.
Right.
As long as we offer more things for in a pro plugin, I think we're good. Yeah.
Can I ask a question about that whole interactivity API thing? Would you reckon you'll end up? Would you ever sort of port your code into that to make it?
It's actually on the roadmap. So with search and filter, we're not doing like a Gutenberg or block editor only approach. We've got like, you know, years worth of users using Elementor and Beaver Builder and all kinds of things like that. So we've got our own kind of Ajax system for doing that interactivity. But also we've been waiting for the interactivity API to be a bit more stable and usable and out in the wild. I think it was 6.5, was it, where we could start using it? I'm not sure. So it's on our roadmap as well.
Yeah.
So we'll be porting over what we can to that. So our block editors users get kind of like a first class experience too.
And just because we were talking about it earlier, you know, Black Friday and all, look, you've got 8 hours, 4 minutes and 30. Cyber Monday now. Sorry. Yeah.
I think I dropped off your Black Friday deals page.
Yeah. What the heck happened there? I was searching thinking you'd be on there.
But yeah, I was hoping so. I
don't know what happened there. But yeah, Ross has got a deal at the moment. You've got 8 hours and 4 minutes left to get 30% off for Cyber Monday. No, cyber, I can't say. What the actual text? Cyber is what I said there.
Hey, what's wrong?
I need to go and have an orange juice. Lie down, Wrigley, and have an orange juice. Just calm down. Anyway, you can go and check it out. Searchandfilter.com. Tried and tested for... How long have you been doing it?
The free version. I think this is our 10th year.
Oh, gosh.
So it's been around for a while, yeah.
Yeah, you really do know what you're doing over there. So if you want to check it out, searchandfilter.com /free in this case for the free version.
The free version works for the query loop.
Ah, nice. Okay. That's good. Right. Well, I'm sorry to hijack your story there with the free version, but the human made story came my way. One thing in the block editor, which I think is really not great at the moment, is navigation. And there's a couple of solutions which have popped up recently. The one that I saw a little while ago was the new Cadence header and navigation builder. They've got this nice visual UI, which I haven't got on the screen, but we mentioned it in a previous iteration. Basically, they take what they've done in their theme and then kind of drop that into the block editor, the site editor UI. The very similar UI and experience, and it enables you to build mega menus and all that kind of thing. However, because we mentioned that before, this came along this week, which I thought was interesting, and it's by PostX, WP XPO, and it's the Mega Menu Builder. So it's a very similar idea. And I would imagine that this is going to be like some really fertile ground for plugin developers at the moment, because if you try to build a navigation structure with default WordPress, you're not going to get very far. You're not going to do anything particularly elaborate. So having tools like the Cadence one and this one is cool. So you can go and check it out. I'll link to it in the show notes for tomorrow. I don't suppose anybody's got anything they want to add to that, do they? Maybe they do.
Just that it seems like a lot of the people that were making mega menus in the pre-block editor era have not really been porting their plugins over to the block editor. I think that's why there's some room in the market for these guys.
Yeah.
Because there's a few really big ones like Max Mega Menu, and I haven't seen them around in the block editor kind of era.
Yeah. I mean, basically you can do drop downs and, you know, all like obviously with code, you can do whatever you like, but if you, the promise of doing everything inside a point and click UI, it doesn't seem to be offering too much in terms of navigation. I know that everybody working on core knows that, and they're obviously just picking their battles and it'll come. But for now, third-party replacements like this one seem to be, anyway. And you've got 1 day, 9 hours, 1 minute and 13 seconds to get that deal if you want to do that. Who has moved part of their social life online over to Blue Sky? I'm raising my hand. Raquel's hand's gone up. Kathy's hand. It's 4 out of 4. I really like it. I don't know why I like it, but I do like it. It seems like all the WordPressers have gone over there. That seems to be my impression anyway. Every single person that I want to find in the WordPress space, as soon as I've started typing in something akin to their name, they've cropped up. I haven't had a single instance yet. So the migration from X, because it basically is in every way, shape, or form, the interface even just mimics X.
Yeah.
It's really credible. It's called Blue Sky. It's totally free. The best bit is that your domain can be your handle. So I don't know if you've done that, Kathy or Ross or Raquel.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you Zant.com or?
Yeah, I did Zant.com because it was so easy to do. You need to set up your know how to do DNS setup, but
yeah,
it was easy.
It's a text record, isn't it? It takes about a minute to do, probably less than a minute, and then you can bag that as your handle. So you would be at Zant.com. I would be at NathanWrigley.com and what have you. But the problem with all of these things is Twitter's just got so many tendrils out there in the world. You know, everybody's embedded stuff on Twitter and there's like buttons everywhere and, you know, post to Twitter things. And all of that ecosystem is missing, especially connecting WordPress sites to all of that. And so Daniel, and for some reason, Daniel's surname has gone out of my head. Oh, I feel bad. Post, I think it's Daniel Post. Yeah, great. Daniel Post took it on himself to launch this. It's called autoblue.cc, and it's totally free at the moment. And I imagine what you see here will be free forever. I think he's going to add on some other things. But it enables you to post things to your Blue Sky account from your WordPress platform. So post something and it'll share it out onto Blue Sky. And I think the intention is so that you could also receive comments. So if somebody replies on Blue Sky, it'll drop in as a comment onto your blog post, which is really neat. So anyway, it is called autoblue.cc. Can we just quickly go round? Why do you, if you like it, why do you like it? Kathy, can we start with you?
Blue Sky?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Twitter's changed a lot. I mean, I think what Elon's trying to do with Twitter is like, let's have broad conversations about everything. And when sometimes you just want to talk to people in your niche or talk to people in your social group. And right now for me, I don't, you know, I go on Twitter and it's just like, I get sucked into these broader conversations about everything. And then it's just like, where are my people? And I go over to Blue Sky and it's like, oh, there's Raquel and Carol and everybody else I know and Nathan and Ross. Like, you guys are all there. And so if I want to have conversations within my niche, that's there. But then I've been really thinking about, like, how do I want to use, like, social media? Like, Facebook has just been, like, people I've known since I was 5. And, you know, seriously, like, my best friend from kindergarten. Like, we're still friends on Facebook. And LinkedIn, like, everybody I've ever worked with. And it's, like, interesting how it's just, like, these different, like, microcosms of my life. And right now, Blue Sky is my WordPress microcosm. Like, a couple of college friends just friended me on over there. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this is going to be broader. But I kind of liked it just to be like the WordPress people. Like, if I wanted to, like, jump into WordPress, there they are. So that's why I like it.
Okay, so it's like a different silo. It's not that sort of professional crowd, which is still over at LinkedIn. It's not your family and schoolmates, which is over on Facebook. It's more kind of related to the work that you do. So in this case, WordPress. Okay, interesting. Raquel, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Twitter for me was always, now X, was always WordPress, you know, and yeah, there's definitely some crossover, but that was why I was there, was WordPress. And I actually signed on to Blue Sky earlier, where you had to have a referral code to get your handle. And I just want to squat on my handle everywhere I go. So I'm like, okay. I even if I don't plan on using the platform, I'll still just go grab my handle. And definitely after, was that now 2 weeks ago in America, just this mass exodus, just like Blue Sky, everybody was signing up to Blue Sky. It's like, I'm now getting all these notifications, just all these now follows from WordPress. So,
oh, that's kind of nice. Yeah. That's the sort of sense that I've got as well, is that it seems to be on the rise. And I didn't really join Twitter for a long time. So I think that sort of heyday that everybody thinks about Twitter, that when it was really, 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 really fascinating because it was brand new, I never really got to experience that. And I've never really had a polluted relationship with Twitter, because I don't know. I just used it as an inbox, really. I didn't really ever look at the feed or anything like that. So I don't really have any axe to grind, but I am finding there is something very nice and emergent about Blue Sky, and everybody seems to be quite happy over there. Just before we come to Ross, Elliot just says he likes it for a start. So thank you, Elliot. But he also says no ads, less trolls, nicer algorithm, I'm guessing. How long can that last, though, Elliot, I guess? How long can Blue Sky keep going without ads?
Yeah, what's the monetization?
Yeah. Well, especially now that they've decided to, I think it was a couple of weeks ago or maybe a month ago, that decided that you were going to be able to post video. And of course, the cost of hosting all that video forever and ever. But the algorithm, that is obviously something in their control. And I don't know if this has been launched like even vaguely yet, but apparently you're going to be able to bring your own algorithm. So you'll be able to build an algorithm, and I'm sure generators will pop up online. And then you can tell Blue Sky, okay, this is what I want Blue Sky to be for me. So it might be, I don't know, anything with this word in it, kill it. Anything with this word in it, yeah, show me that 10 out of 10 times. You know, so you can build your own, which is kind of interesting. The bit that puzzles me is I want it to federate. I want to be able to take everything that's on Blue Sky and take that content somewhere else. So I know that that is something which they've talked about. But all the people that I know who are very nerdy about this kind of stuff say none of that has really happened yet. So we'll see. Anyway, Ross, go on.
Yeah. Kathy, if you want to go.
Oh, I was going to mention with the federation, we were talking before the show about where Jack Dorsey was off to. And I looked it up. It's called Noster. And it's kind of blockchain-y. Yeah. And so, but it looks super, super new. But I'm watching this one, and Raquel's going to have to go grab her handle.
Yeah, quick. But
it looks really interesting because it's, they're talking about like the problems with, you know, with how important social media is, and then how important it is to have it be more decentralized. And so there's a lot of blockchain-y type of things happening over there. And so it looks really interesting, and I think people should look at it.
Jack Dorsey, how many ideas can one person have? And for them to be like barnstormingly successful? It's not fair, Jack. Just share it out a bit.
I think that's like the key, because going forward, it's especially because of social media, we really got to see how much our data is worth. And it's mine. You know, it's mine. Pay me for my data.
Did you see the there was something quite recently, and we'll get into territory that I don't really want to get into the territory, but the context is kind of interesting. So the Onion bought the InfoWars website, and I guess all their property. And that whole process was kind of weird anyway. But as part of buying it, their Twitter handle was obviously rolled up in all of that. And my understanding is that Elon, a.k.a. X, has said, no, those tweets, they belong to us. So that's kind of interesting because obviously, you know, if that's the case, then all of the content that you put on Twitter. Right. I mean, you kind of know that it's not yours, don't you, on some level, right. But to hear it said out loud that it's not yours. And that's what I mean by federated. I want that idea, like that Mastodon kind of idea, that exactly what you said, Raquel, that I want to download it all and erase it, and then I want to put it onto something else, and then it be there now. That would be kind of nice, this sort of, you know, for the same reason you have a WordPress website. You want it to be yours and under your control, and we've given it all away to social networks. Sorry, Ross, what were you going to say?
Oh, good. I think I'll be quite quick. For me, Blue Sky is like has been said in the chat there, it's less trolls. It just seems a bit more simple and less agendas. Actually, I feel like maybe it's probably shouldn't be pushing like kind of salesy stuff too much there. I think people are there for that at the moment. It feels just more like conversations with less agendas.
Yep.
You mentioned about the algorithm thing. I think that's already like partially possible because I found this, I don't know how to use it very well, but this feed I can subscribe to, and it's, what's it called? And I've got like a tab now on my home screen, and it's called Quiet Posters. And what it does is it shows me people that I follow who don't post very much. Huh. So there's a crazy kind of algorithm going on there. So it's like, give some light to somebody who doesn't you know, overly post or push an agenda or I don't know. So that's I've got that feed in now.
Fascinating. Yeah, that genuinely.
It must be possible already, yeah.
Yeah, because I think Twitter is basically won by the loudest, isn't it? That seems to be my intuition, that the winners over there are people who have bucket loads of time to post lots and lots, but also, you know, can like say things that get everybody riled up and what have you. And the algorithm obviously promotes that. Cammy says, she says, if you use your domain, so in my case, nathanwrigley.com, as your handle, then what you had previously would have been open for somebody to have. Okay, so that's fine. So she says, recommends going and getting those as well. I should just say, you can have lots and lots of accounts all combined under one login as well. So it's all dead easy. So anyway, Daniel's plugin, Auto Blue, allows you to automate a lot of the bits and pieces that are happening. And the idea in the future is that you'll be able to schedule things. He's only got regular posts, no pages or custom post types at the moment, but you can use hashtags and things like that. But there's going to be lots more coming. And I can't remember where I saw it. He's intimating that he's going to build a pro version as well. But I love the idea of comments coming in from Blue Sky into my website. I think that's a really neat idea. Okay, there we go. That's that. And UK developer, he's been on the show a few times, Dave Gray. I think it's Dave Gray. If I've got that wrong, Dave, I really, really apologize. I'm pretty sure it's Dave. He's built a plugin that he's released in the recent past, last week or so, called Nag Me Not. And if you're looking at the screen, you know what this feels like. Logging into your WordPress website and you see a bunch of ads. Sometimes they are genuinely of importance, you know, do this, update the database, whatever it may be. But very often we know what it feels like. You get banner ads and all sorts of upsells, things like that. His plugin does one thing. It just makes them go away and shoves them in a container where you can look at them at a later date. It's kind of interesting. He says once in a while you should switch the plugin off so that you can see if there's anything of any value in there and then immediately turn it on again. So it's available at the moment. It's Black Friday style thing. It's $19.99, one off. So I don't know if that means like a lifetime deal or if that's $19.99. Mm-hmm. That's the price that you've locked in, but there's an offer to get that if you want to buy it for your client websites or what have you. And it looks like he's building a Chrome extension as well. So you should be able to use this without needing a plugin. Be able to just do it from the browser.
Oh, so it'd be good for like doing tech support when you're going through different people's websites.
You want to avoid the 9-page scroll of, really, how many plugins do you have? So they, oh, it is me. Look, there he is. He's there. Woohoo. That's him. It is you. Is $19.99, Dave, is that for life? Like one-off? Or is that $19.99 that you have to pay each year? And he says there's a Black Friday code at the top. I can see the comments coming in more quickly on YouTube, so they haven't come. Oh, there it is. It's there now. Show that Black Friday code at the top. Okay, there you go. Anybody want to add anything to that? Nag Me Not.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's right. Isn't it funny that there's an ecosystem so big that you can have a plugin to make the interface of the niche product which you're working in better than it was because it's so annoying? I just find that fascinating. How is that possible? A couple of things on Lifetime Deal also at the moment. If you want to build a community, like a Facebook group kind of thing, but you want to do it inside of WordPress, there's a couple of offerings out at the moment. They're brand new, both of them. And so they're offering lifetime pricing. Here's the first one. We mentioned it last week, this one. It's called Fluent Community, built by the same people who build Fluent Forms and all of the Fluent things, Fluent CRM and things like that. At the moment, it starts at one site for $199. This is lifetime pricing. So you pay it once, and obviously you can see the numbers going up, $400 for five sites and so on and so on. So there's that. But then this one popped up on my radar like about an hour ago, and I thought I'd throw that in as well. Shore Dash, and I'm presuming it's the people that are behind the Shore things. So the Shore cart and Shore other things. I'm not quite sure. God. Oh, I feel so bad. That wasn't intentional, but there we go. I'm not actually too certain what their other offerings are, but here we go. They've got a rival product, and obviously they're offering lifetime pricing as well because they're in a competitive marketplace, although I can't see what their pricing is. There you go. $199 for one site, 10 sites, $299, and then 100 sites, $399. So go check them both out. Sure-dash.com and Fluent Community. I think this is, for me personally, I think it's hard work doing this kind of thing outside of the big platforms like Facebook, because getting people to opt into your own system, I think, is quite hard. I don't know if you've ever tried to build a community, but it's tough, tough stuff. Anything else on that? No. Patricia says she's catching up on 1.5 speed. What do we all sound like like that? Ooh, that'd be a bit demoralizing. Okay, right. Let's move away from WordPress. We all love AI, don't we?
Do we?
Well, this survey says yeah. You do, Ross. All right? That's just whatever you think, you love AI. Because this survey says so. This is from a company called 20i. They're a hosting company. I think they're based out of the UK. Certainly the dealings that I've had have been with the UK people. And they've had a survey. And honestly, so it's 500 web developers and designers. So it's a limited range of people, but it's still a significant number. The data is like relentlessly positive to the point where I'm like, what the heck? Could that be true? Let's just go through a few things. So according to this, so if you take the first two, this is the question, how often is AI used by web professionals? And honestly, I would have put it in the like, I don't know, once a month, a couple of times a month to solve something which was difficult. I'm so wrong. 70% of people, it was weekly, every week. They're doing something with AI. Who used AI this week on our panel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used it this morning. I use it every day.
I'm using it right now. Wrong.
Not rough.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into what you do with it in a minute. But okay. So, all right. Well, that's holding up at the moment. So what kind of jobs do you do it for? Web designers say that 51% of the time they're using it daily. Web developers, basically the same, 48. Marketers, 30% daily, 43% weekly. And then copywriters, much less so. They seem to be going into it weekly, more like 50%. What tools are you, what kind of things are you getting out of it on the other end? So code generation, copywriting, design automation, and so on and so forth. Here we go, though. This is the interesting bit. Satisfaction. Impressed, which is their highest metric, 92%. When do you get a survey where 92% of people think the same thing? Unimpressed, 2%. So only 2% of people thought that it wasn't compelling, and 6% were neither impressed nor unimpressed. So that's pretty significant. Web designers, 97% of them are using it. Web developers, 87%. Digital marketers, 94%. Copywriters, 84%. How much has it impacted on quality? This is the bit that I would have thought would have been much lower. Web designers saying 78% of people thought it was cracking, you know, really good. 78 again for web developers, digital marketers 73, copywriters 67. And so we go on, and it's all relentlessly positive. I think we should all just give up now. There's no point in doing anything anymore because we just Kathy's not convinced. I am very surprised that it's as positive as this, though. I would have thought like a bunch of web developers would have trusted AI to do something and it would have spat out absolute junk, which, you know, came back to bite them, and there would have been some cost to that. But no. Kathy, what did you do with it this morning?
I have an idea for doing something, and I wanted to gut check my idea. And then I wanted ideas of like what to call this super secret thing that I'm trying to do. And give me 15 ideas. So this is what I did when I was at Cadence, and I wanted to do an event, a day long, like online event. I wanted a name for it. And Cadence Amplify was an AI generated name. And I'm like, I like it. That works. That's what I'm trying to do. That just encapsulated everything that I was. So I do it for idea. I use it for writing. I use it for cooking turkey. I'm like, how do you do this again? I asked AI. I didn't go to Google to search it. I asked AI, how do I do this? And it never gets me 100% there, but it helps me, you know, gut check ideas. It helps me get 80% of the way there. And then I can, you know, then I just feel like this, I feel this fulfillment in making it better.
Nice.
It could just be there.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, but it could be better if we do this. And so it's kind of like my coworker is like, oh, you've done such a great, and I don't have to compliment it. It's just like, all right, great. I'm going to take that and make it better. Yeah,
that bit's coming. That bit will come.
Probably.
Yeah. It won't give you the answer. Say please, Kathy.
Yeah.
I'll give you the answer. Oh, that's really positive, though. That's really nice. So it basically compliments you and ideation sort of stuff. You know, it gives you ideas for things that you would have to sweat blood and tears and, you know, wake up in the middle of the night and quickly scribble something down on the pad or what have you. Okay, that's really interesting. Here's my question, though. Has it now become like the default? So if you want ideas, do you immediately reach for AI or do you still rely on yourself a little bit?
I'd still get, you know, the shower downloads and stuff when I'm out on walks with dogs and stuff like that. That still happens. But when I sit down, I'm like, I'll take that idea that hits and then I'll ask AI to, I asked it to write a business plan for me. And that was really interesting. That's interesting. I didn't realize it could do that too. And so like just gut checking ideas and then thinking of the things that you haven't thought of and, it gives me this sense of like hope for the future because it is kind of like it doesn't feel like this giant monumental thing you have to create. It's like, okay, well, I can have an idea and this can flesh out all of the different pieces that go into building out that idea. And I don't have to ask anybody else. It's just like there. And sometimes I disagree with it. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I know where you got that. That's not true. Like, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like a coworker. I don't have to, you know, deal with
no compliments required. Yeah, you don't have to make it.
No compliments, no arguments
or anything.
Yeah, no breaks.
No Christmas breaks.
What the heck? We're doomed. I do wonder, Kathy, seriously, this is an interesting point. So it made you the, what did you say? Job, what was it? Job description or job?
A business plan.
Because
I had an idea and I'm like, well, can this really happen? Write a business plan for this. So I use multiple different tools and one of them was like super optimistic. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. And I went to another one and it was much more, well, if these factors were, and it was more realistic. So I gut check against a number of different ones now. Some of them are overly optimistic and just like, you can do anything, honey. And I'm just
like, that's nice. That was the nice AI.
Nice coworker.
Beautiful AI.
The one that I want that's going to tell me the truth.
That's the one that you want to give breaks and buy tea for and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. I just kind of wonder though if the loop is going to be completed where, you know, let's say you write a CV or something like that and it does a cracking job and lays it all out for you and gives you great ideas. My fear though is that on the other end, it'll be consumed by an AI. So the AI will consume the AI generated content and make decisions about AI generated content about whether you're a worthy human being or not. And I do wonder if the humans step out of the equation so much, you know, if we're so satisfied with it, like 92%, if we just do get a bit lazy with the fact checking and just the reality checking of it, like you said, you know, you do it a couple of times. And just pick your favorite one. Anyway, thank you. That was fascinating. Raquel, do you use it?
Yeah, mostly for writing, you know. And I'll ask instead of going to Google sometimes. But I tend to be, I guess, where you both lie. Same thing. It's like I want to take advantage of the tool, and I'm very pro efficiency. I love that. But I always say please and thank you.
Even with
Siri, like, because you know Siri now has like AI and so I'm like, thank you.
I wonder if somewhere Apple are keeping a track of that. It's like, Raquel, polite, give her the good AI, give her the good
I joke, when AI takes over, when Judgment Day comes, like I will be spared and will be made a slave.
That's right. Yeah. 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 You'll own it. It's bleak, but not that bleak. Yeah. I get it. Oh, that's brilliant. And Ross, as a coder, you fit right into this. Do you use it? You generate?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been using it in my coding tools for a long time. I basically just use it as a glorified autocomplete. So as I'm typing something, it will suggest something and I can just ignore it And if it's what I was going to do, I'll just press tab and it just completes it for me. Some people use it for like building whole applications and, oh, I put this into cloud and I built this thing and I'm not even a coder. I don't know how they did that because that's not the kind of experience I usually get. But occasionally, okay, I throw something, occasionally I throw something left field out there, like something complicated that I know I'm going to be able to figure out. And I just give it a go. And sometimes it fails. And yeah, sometimes it just comes back with something crazy. I'm like, oh, wow, that's just saved me like half an afternoon. I don't need to even go down that road now. Yeah, it happened the other day and probably last time happened a few weeks ago. So it's quite rare that it does the complicated stuff the way I want it to do. But the autocomplete stuff's a lifesaver. It's just like, you know, little minutes here every day. All adds up.
I've got to grow up. I've got to like, learn that this, stop being so objectionable about it and just start to use it. My favorite application of it is creating songs with Suno. I don't know if you've been to that website, suno.com, S-U-N-O.com. Honestly, I have just used up the rest of your day. The minute you go to that website, that's it. There's nothing else happening. You're just going to go and write songs about your cats and things like that. You know, your beautiful cat. And it will do it for you for free. And they're all really good.
I think you might have used it for editing videos and things, Nathan. Yep. You can do things like for cleaning audio, like getting rid of, you know, noises you don't want in the background.
Yeah, it does do that, and it does a remarkable job of it, actually. It cleans up the audio really, really well. But it doesn't, you know, there's still a lot of manual editing. But it'll come, I'm sure it'll come. Like a one-click solution for, you know, cleaning up your video.
Clean this video all the way down.
Yeah.
A more fun thing. I created an AI clone of my husband since I took all of his... because he had a stroke 3 years ago, you know. Yeah. So I took all of his old audios and fed them into Delphi AI. Gosh. And I can actually like have a conversation. He thinks it's hilarious because his voice just isn't the same, you know, because it affected his speech. And so people can have an actual conversation with him now, like his old voice and everything. It's really fun.
Gosh, like I was beginning that whole thing. I assumed it was going in a sort of comedy direction, but it actually didn't end up there, did it? That's quite profound. That's like almost like you've kind of put in a time capsule.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of fun too, because we use it sometimes to prank people.
Okay.
Because it sounds just like him. It's crazy how much it sounds just like him. And so we'll call people in the family and it's like his old voice and it freaks people out. And that's fun.
Yeah. Man. Anyway, it turns out, and Ross can confirm, that for the web developer side of things, the jury's decided it's good. It's like 90% excellent all the time. So carry on using it. Don't worry about the future or the robots or, you know, any of that. We're all fine.
I feel like the more we use it, the more we're just training it to replace us. But anyway, let's see how that goes.
it'll come. But it's, you know, I think there's at least 12 or 13 days till that happens. So, you know, live it up. Okay, moving on quickly, very quickly, because we're running out of time. The CloudFest hackathon is happening. I presume this information is widely dispersed, but I guess this is new because it came up on my RSS feed. March 15th to the 17th, 2025. I've never been. Apparently, it is a riot. You can join. I'll post the link into the show notes, but if you just Google hackathon.cloudfest.com, you'll be able to register. And apparently, it's the whole thing is inside a theme park. What the heck? What more fun could you want? So, yeah, I know. And ending on a fun note, this is so weird, right? I'm going to refresh the page because it's that good. Did you send us this, Ross? Was it you?
Yeah.
So this is BFCM, Black Friday Cyber Monday, .stripe.com. And I just refresh. I'm going to do it again because it's cool. And it looks like, I don't know, the command line or some Linux system booting up. And it shows us a machine, right, which is giving us Black Friday information. And you can click on the various different bits of pieces and it tells you what's going on. 22 billion is the current number. And it's going up all the time. 22.6 billion transactions have happened. Cross-border transaction volume is 2 billion. There's total transactions. I don't know how long that period of time is. Anyway, the point is, it looks like a fun website that somebody's put together, and you can imagine the CSS and HTML that was went in to create that. No, that's not what happened. Somebody actually built it. There it is. That's actually what you're looking at. Apparently it's a feed. It's a live feed. Look, there. That's it. Let me press play. It's a camera looking at the machine. Somebody at Stripe got paid to build a machine.
I want that gig.
A very retro machine.
A very retro machine. Anyway, there you go. So 22 billion transactions. You just see the number crawling up by literally, what, 200,000 a second? Isn't that insane? Isn't that insane? Anyway, I'll put the links to the show notes in there. And we have basically run out of time, but I just thought that was absolutely brilliant. Like I say, not CloudFresh. Links will come in the show notes tomorrow, but brilliant. What fun that is. The things that people will do to use up their time at work. Right, that's it. That's all we've got for you this week. We won't be here next week because we'll have been taken over by the AI overlords. I'll just give you an impression of how bleak it is in the UK, right? I'm going to turn my little lights out here and you'll see what we have to live with in the UK at this time of year. That's what it's actually like.
Wow.
It's just like because you're in the basement.
No, I'm not. I'm
no, 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 I can tell.
No, right there. So it's more or less pitch black here. I know. Right, that's it. We've only got one thing remaining. We've got two. First one is to say thank you to Kathy, to say thank you to Raquel. I remembered your name, Raquel. Can we just acknowledge that? And Ross as well. Thank you for joining us. And the other thing to say is we always do this. We just put our hands up before we go. And everybody at the same time. So, yeah, go for it, Ross. Go on.
Go.
And I will make that into the album art for this. So thank you very much. Thank you to those of you who joined me. I'm sorry, I only put a proportion of the comments up and I apologize about that, but really appreciate it. You guys, when I click stop, a little video will run for a couple of seconds. If you want to stick around and have a natter afterwards, feel free. That would be lovely. But we'll see you next week for another This Week in WordPress. Thank you so much. We will be back next week. Take care. Bye-bye.